Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
LL Flooring is everything flooring professionals need to keep clients' projects on track. Visit your local store or llflooring.com for quality flooring that's in stock and ready to go. Plus, get the accessories you need to finish the job right at exclusive pro prices so you can stay on budget. And LL Flooring offers job site delivery at a flat rate to save you time and money. Lumber Liquidators is now LL Flooring. These are the floors homes are built on.
All right. Blessed greetings and love, Kirkledove. Welcome to Bob Radio. How you doing?
Yeah, what's up, Carlos? Yeah, man, I'm here, man. Respect. Thanks for having me, you know?
Yeah. Well, for our listeners out there, Kirk Bennett is, Kirkledove Records is his label, and he's known as Kirk Bennett, and he's toured with Barris Hammond, Busy Signal, you name it, recorded a whole bunch of stuff with Bobby Digital and probably every producer in Jamaica. But, so Kirk, you have a new project called The Project, and that's releasing on the first.
It's already out. It's already out on our media platform.
Okay, yeah. It's already out. So tell us about the project.
This is something that is real reggae music, and is a project that I wanted to have my close friends, you know, like Romain and Busy Signal, Ezra and Fiji from Hawaii, on this project. So, you know, I just put it together, and, you know, I call everybody, and everybody come together and, you know, support, and it just came out for, you know, wonderful and amazing project.
Awesome. So, but I've gotten some other music from you, some other releases from you as just Kirkledove. So what is this, the progression? Is this your third, fourth record, a second? Where are we at with your music? Your solo projects.
This project.
Yeah.
With the upcoming stuff.
Like in the lineage of all your discography, where does this fall?
Well, to be honest, Carlos, I love music. So to tell you where this falls, you know, it would be just.
Okay. So this you've been putting out music as yourself for quite a while now, and you're just going to keep on continuing doing that.
Continue, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Okay. And so Hezron, Busy, and Romain are all Jamaican. So how does Fiji fall in that picture?
Hey, trust me, a long story. Fiji is like a big brother to me, because we know each other a couple of years ago when I was in. Doing some stuff with Bonafide in Las Vegas.
Okay.
The band Bonafide. Yeah. Those guys are my brothers. So, you know, they were like working in Fiji and stuff. I was in. I think the Fiji had a track called Simadon or something like that. That was the first time I worked with Fiji on that track a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Simadon. So, you know, it is way back.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. So you built a relationship with him, and he's a legend himself, and he sings great, and he's got good vibes and good energy. So why not?
Yeah, man.
Okay. So, who did you go on tour with last?
Busy Signal. I was on tour with Busy Signal last in Europe. Yeah.
Okay. So you did all the summer festivals and some of the winter stuff.
Oh my God. Yeah, man. Good vibe, man. Trust me. I
saw the Rototom performance. You don't have to tell me. It was wicked. I saw it on the video. Yeah, here.
It was amazing, man. It was amazing. Trust me.
Yeah. Okay, so that's your performing and your touring and stuff. That's what you're doing more. So I'm doing these interviews, these Dub Chronicles, And I'm getting to understand that you have a dub project coming. And before we get into your project, tell me what dub means to you. What is dub to you?
Yo, to me, dub is just, yo, it's like a personal and intimate, you know, vibe to me.
Okay.
Because you get to express yourself in dub music. The way, you know, the way with other, you know, just the way with other music, you express yourself with dub music on a different level. And you reach out to more, it's like you reach out to more your fans.
Right.
You know, with this music. That's a vibration and just the energy.
Right.
You understand?
Oh, I absolutely understand. And it's a big movement, and that's why I'm talking to you about it now. That I'm hearing more selectors play dub versions and taking time to play side A and side B instead of rushing halfway right. through one song into the next song and stuff. So I'm loving that vibe, and you know I'm looking forward to what your production is going to be, your contribution to the world of dub, the arena, dub arena, and
trust me. I'm working on an album now, a dub album now, so. It's gonna be a surprise to you, Carlos, and you're gonna be like, you're gonna be the first one. Yo, Kirk, you know.
Okay. Well, I am loving all the dub music that's coming out from all over the place. It is coming out of every crevice, and so many people are doing live dubbing now, and
yes.
It's the sound system thing. The culture is picking up vibration again, and a lot of
right,
steam,
right.
And so you know, I'm looking forward to hearing your stuff on a big, fat, heavy sound.
Trust me, yo. Yo, you don't know. I appreciate this, man, because Carlos, you're one of the, you know, the people that set things
mm-hmm.
on a level, you mm-hmm. know, for us in Jamaica, reggae music. So, yo, after that, so yo, big up, Carlos. You
know? Well, I love your work. We've known each other for many, many years. Been to done a bunch of shows together. Even played some shows together. So I'm looking forward to your dub album. And, you know, we'll support you with the project here on Bob Radio and, you know, as much as I can.
Don't worry, man. Music is going to hit you and get you up in many ways, man. Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry, Carlos.
All
it
right.
Music, reggae dub music, I got, you know.
Yeah. I was talking to Jalonzo yesterday, and dub, and the first thing I asked him about dub, I had the same question. What does dub mean to you? And he goes, first of all, dub is the future.
Yeah, my dub is the future, yeah, for real.
So, very cool. Now, we were laughing earlier, like I told you, I talked to him yesterday, and that he made his first homemade drum kit out of pots and pans and stuff, and I shared that you had a similar story, that's how you started with your music. Tell us just a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah, where I'm from in Jamaica is the part of the, well, I was a part of a rural era.
Okay.
I was in Falmouth, Trelawney, right?
Okay.
And where I live, there was a bakery beside our house and stuff.
Okay.
But it's so funny. they always have this little thing. They always show their stuff like their cheese pan and stuff. Cause you know, like our bakers, they sell cheese,
yeah,
breads and all that stuff. So you know, they're always showing all those pans and stuff. So one day, I'm like, yo, whoa, you know, I can use these stuff and you know, create my own drums.
Yeah,
because even before I go to that part, with the musical part. Where the those stuff influenced me to do that, because where I live, there's a lot of sound system
okay.
playing like every weekend,
okay.
right?
Right.
So when I'm hearing those sounds and hearing those stuff, I wanted to do something. I wanted, you know, create something that with those sounds.
Right, right, so, right, right. You felt the energy to create something
yeah.
with hearing all the sounds of the music and reggae in
right.
general. Yeah.
So, you know, back to the part now with the cheese pan and stuff. So yo, I went there. You know, get the pans and stuff, you know, make my little ayat and make my little cymbal, you know, get the foot pedal and stuff, and you know,
mm-hmm.
I just started to just make some sounds that was unbelievable sounds that I don't know what I was doing.
Okay.
It sounded good to others.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and people passed, like, you know, you have folks passing by, and like, oh my God, they call my father Brody. You know, okay. Mr. Benny Time Brody. Okay. You're like, yo, Brody. Yo, your boy has talent, man. How are you doing, baby? You know? And you're like,
okay.
You know?
People started to recognize.
Yeah. And then, but my grandfather, you know, because you know, we're young and stuff, you know, we're making a lot of noise.
Yeah.
You know, my grandfather said, listen to me, man. You have half an hour to make the noise. Half an hour I'm giving you every day. Half an hour.
Yeah. He's trying to limit you down.
Yeah, but, you know, it was for a reason because, you know, my grandfather, my father is a shoemaker, so... You know, they have their customers and stuff, and you know, making noise and really affect them. So, you know, it was honest for him just to give me half an hour to make my noise. And
okay.
That's it.
Fair enough, right?
Yeah, man.
It was
a good vibe, man.
So, just to continue this conversation a bit, so when did you get your first, your own drum kit to call your own? That was like a real drum kit.
my first... Actually, my first kit, I got my first kit where I just left high school.
Okay.
Right? And this guy that play with Groundation now, the bass player, okay. They call him Isaiah. I don't know if you know him. They call him Warney, Isaiah.
Okay.
He was the first person who gave me a drum set.
Okay.
Like, he literally just, yo, you listen to me, I have talent, you know.
Okay.
You know, I have a drum set and I'm not using the drum set. So, you know what? You can have this.
Okay.
And I'm like, really?
Wow.
Trust me, Carlos. From there, my God. Yo, I just practice every day.
Okay.
But not like, I used to practice, but I practice on my bed, on my pillows,
okay.
And everything.
Right.
But, you know, to get to that advanced level, you know, stage, I practice every day from 7 o'clock to 7 in the night.
Oh, wow. Wow, wicked. Well, it definitely shows, you know, you wouldn't be drumming for one of the top singers in the world, Bears Hammond, for years before it done those happened.
You're one of the board, man. The general.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And that was an experience, you know, working with Bears Hammond, because, you know, you learn a lot of, a lot from him.
Because he's
beyond experience, and he's just different. You know, he's a genius in whatever he's doing. You understand?
Oh yeah. I'm very familiar with his work and his production label, Harmony House, and you guys, a Harmony House band and Harmony House singers, and
yeah, man. He's a mentor, man. He's a father, mentor, everything, man. That man. Learn a lot from him.
Okay, so. Being a drummer, you eventually just got into engineering just because you wanted to record the stuff at home and tinker around, and now you're...
Carlos, to be honest, most of my stuff, you know, I engineer most of my stuff.
Right. I know you do. But I'm saying, did you start engineering as soon as you started playing drums, or did you... That was something later on that engineering and producing music and became part of your... who you are now.
Producing music, you became part of that part, engineering and stuff, because producing, you have to deal with frequency.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the right frequency, you know, sometimes it can be annoying to people listening to something and turn them off.
Right.
Even if you have a good song, if it's not mixed properly or you, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's not right.
Certain frequencies not right. It's not going to come across the right to you.
So you got into engineering because you wanted to make sure your sound was right. What you wanted to click, what was in your brain, you wanted to make sure it got out, not diluted in any form or any way.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to your dub album and your engineering skills and all your work and talent and everything. And thank you for your time, man.
Yo, just big up yourself, Carlos, man.
Yeah, man.
One love, you know, man. Yeah. All the time. It's music.
Yeah.
Music to the world.
Cool.